It's the Beehive Archive on Utah Public Radio. I'm Megan Weiss. Laundry day. Hate it or love it, it is easier to do now than it ever has been. Today, learn how one Utah family washed their clothing before indoor plumbing. First this.
I'm Jody Graham, Director of Utah Humanities. Beehive Archive is brought to you on Utah Public Radio by Utah Humanities, with the generous support of the Lawrence T. and Janet T. D. Foundation. We are proud to partner with community organizations to tell Utah stories and hope you will tune in each week for the Beehive Archive.
Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In the 1900s, before the luxuries of rural electricity and indoor plumbing, washing clothes was a physical and time-intensive chore for many Utahns. Generally, people owned fewer clothes, so wash day occurred only once per week. Wealthy families could avoid this work by paying for their wash to be done out of the house. But for most households, laundry required the entire family to work together. At the Munson family home in Escalante, wash day began early with gathering firewood. Older boys would chop, while younger ones gathered tree limbs for the outdoor fire. Children filled the wash bins from a nearby well and placed them over the fire. The hard water needed to be softened so that the soap could lather up. To do this, women boiled the water and sprinkled lye into it. This caused a hard scum to rise to the top. Once this was scraped off, the water was ready to use. Fortunately for the Munsons, they had a gasoline-powered washing machine to help with the wash. Soap made from animal fats and lye sat in thick chunks ready to be graded into the first tub of prepared water. The second tub was for white clothes and linens, which were boiled to loosen the dirt and help keep them white. The soapy water was then poured into the machine and a foot pedal or crank was used to start the motor that agitated the clothes. Although the Munsons remember the washer being unreliable, it was better than scrubbing their dirty clothes against a washboard. By the 1930s, wash day had changed significantly for families like the Munsons. Indoor plumbing, electricity, and the introduction of electric washing machines eased the burden of laundry day. Water poured from a tap in their homes, which meant they no longer had to walk to a well or boil and prepare water for washing. Thanks to these changes, the longest trip most Utahns now make for laundry is to mom's house or the nearest laundromat. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.